I think for many people, what we believe about the Eucharist is so remarkable. I mean, to say that this piece of bread, that this chalice filled with wine, literally becomes God. It takes an enormous amount of faith to say that, because the Eucharist still tastes like bread and wine, still looks like bread and wine.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's the source and summit of our faith, right? The Eucharist. The Diocese of Madison produced a campaign called Dare to Believe. And they did that to point people to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I assume everybody knows what I know, and that's really foolish to assume, because that is not the case. I've been talking about the National Eucharistic Congress for a little while now, and this is going to be an event of extraordinary grace. And in studio with me today is Preston Alex. He's our chief financial officer here. And I just said to him, I said, I assume everybody knows, but the reality is there's people who come and go and maybe learning about this for the first time. Let's talk a little bit about the National Eucharistic Congress is, because I know we also, gosh, it's going to be here before we know it and time's running out.
Yeah. So every once in a while, it's been a while in America, the bishops or the Vatican will sanction what they call a Eucharistic Congress. It's got kind of a conference element to it where there's great talks, great experiences, but then there's this element of deep devotion to the Eucharist, and it's the heart and the soul of the event itself. And so only the bishops can call upon this, and we've had one in Philly like 50 years ago. We had one in Chicago 100 years ago. Hundreds of thousands of people come out. They just come to worship God and show up for Jesus and just make this dramatic impact. I believe that this country has been transformed by these events where people have received so many graces. And I want everybody to be there this upcoming summer, July 17th in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's going to be extraordinary. I'm looking forward to it. I know Relevant's going to be there. My colleagues are going to be there. Father Rocky and Patrick and the whole team. Cam's going to be Timmery.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good event. Lots of different things going on there too, just for those who don't know. We have masses. There's Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's going to be workshops and talks. There's going to be processions. There's going to be opportunities for confession. There's going to be cultural events. They've got some of the brightest speakers in the country that are going
to
be there.
Yeah, and some people are like, oh, I can just go to Mass at home, or I can go to confession home. But it's a whole nother level when you're going there with 50 bishops and hundreds of priests and tens of thousands of Catholics. You know, God said where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. But imagine thousands of people gathered for this one sole intention of coming together for God. I just think the graces are going to be outpouring. Everybody's going to want to be there to just receive that. It's kind of like this special moment in time.
I had a friend who wanted to go, right? And she goes, oh, what hotel are you guys staying at? So I told her, she said, oh, I got to try to get in and get with you. And she's waited to kind of the last minute now, and they're scrambling to find a place. And I said to her, I said, look, it's your last chance to get lodging downtown right now. If you want to come, and there's so much going on in the city, and maybe you can speak to that, that if you are not kind of where Relevant Radio is, you're going to have to either park and drive, you know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, who knows?
Maybe an hour.
Maybe an hour, right? But to be where we are, it's extreme. Speak to that point a little bit, because I know that there's so much going on in the city. Rooms are right now at a premium. There's almost no rooms left.
Yeah, so Relevant Radio still has some rooms available in our block. We're the presenting sponsor, Drew. They came to us very early saying, would we like to partner with you? And we said, absolutely. This is, you know, the Eucharist. That's one thing that we can all get all in on. So Father Rocky, without any pressure, just jumped right in and said, we're going to be partnering with you. And we secured a block early on. And we have 75% of that filled up right now. So we've already been telling people about it this morning. I don't know how many more rooms we even have left, but they're downtown. They're easy access to the convention center, and they're a fairly affordable rate right now. If people are interested in that, relevantradio.com, there's a banner. Otherwise, relevantradio.com/indy, I-N-D-Y. Again, that's relevantradio.com/indy. We're partnering with Nativity Pilgrimages, where they can help all your arrangements. We got ticket only if you just need a ticket. If you live in Indianapolis or in the surrounding areas, you just need a ticket. We have discounted tickets. If you get your ticket through us, you can get meet and greets with Drew and Father's newest book that's coming up that he'll tell more about later on. And then you'll be a part of the Relevant Radio family.
Father was telling me, and there's all sorts of presentations that are going on, right? Yep. Relevant had a room. The response to the relevant presentation was so strong, they had to move us into a much larger room.
Yeah, that's happening right now. So if you've already signed up, go to the National Eucharistic Congress, click register, and change your sign up to be at that Relevant Radio breakout session on Friday. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. It's a special event where Father Rocky, Drew, you're going to be there. Patrick's going to be there. There's going to be just this extraordinary presentation and experience that Father's got planned. There'll be prayer.
I'm pumped.
That's one thing I'm looking for. The other thing I'm looking forward to is the Eucharistic procession with tens of thousands of people just taking over the downtown area, just shutting down the city for Christ. That seems like it's going to be unbelievable.
But those who sign in our block, if they're in the Relevant Radio block, they're in the same hotels as the Relevant Radio.
Same hotel as you and Drew and me and so the other
bumping
the
each
staff.
Other in the elevators.
You'll run in each other breakfast. Every once in a while. Yeah, it's going to be a good setup. So that's one of the advantages of coming down. It's going to be a lot easier for travel for people if they're downtown with us. That's why we got that. The travel arrangements kind of figured out.
So what's the best way to connect? How do they do it again?
Yeah, relevantradio.com/indy, I-N-D-Y, or you can just click on the banner on the front page right now. Okay. That's the easiest thing we do. If you don't travel with us, that's fine. Just go.
Yeah.
I mean, go with your parish, go with your diocese. I think our option is extremely attractive and easy for people. We try to make it that way. Otherwise, find somebody that you want to go with and go, because this isn't something that's going to happen again for who knows long. It's a once in a generation event.
Yeah, what was the last one?
It was in the 70s in Philadelphia.
It's wild. That's
it's been a long time.
Yeah, and this is a 3-year in the making process. I think year two of it. But the bishop, look, and I got to credit Bishop Robert Barron, who said, look, we need a revival. When you look at the Pew Research numbers or Gallup or any of these that are out there, and it shows overwhelming lack of understanding that Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, we got a crisis in the church. This is the source and summit of our faith. This is everything. People die. Many a martyr laid down their life for this. I'm so grateful for our nation's bishops. Not saying, we're going to have one event. This is a 3-year process, and we're in the heart of it.
Yeah, Bishop Cousins has also been instrumental in this whole process. I mean, he had really the vision for this whole roadmap.
Yep.
Bishop Barron will definitely be there, and he'll be speaking at this summer's conference, and he's been trumpeting this idea where we need to get a revival of the Eucharist. Yep. But Bishop Cousins has really led the way on this Congress and the parish movements, and so I'm excited about this because I see the bishops involved, and I see the bishops excited about it, and they can only do so much, they can only get the word out so much in their parishes. It's not something they can completely control, but I see more and more enthusiasm building especially over the last month even.
Yeah.
Just once people got into Lent, there has been people that are just coming out in droves just talking about how we really need this.
Yep. You also get a plenary indulgence if you come. I was reading about that over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting the way
special,
you do that. So.
Assuming other conditions are met. And, you actually have multiple chances for plenary indulgences because we have the family rosary every morning. If you come pray with that,
that's true too.
You can. That's also a condition for a plenary indulgence. So there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of graces, a lot of ways to learn more and grow deeper in your faith. I highly recommend it to anybody out there that's even thinking about it. That you need to sign up now, though. That's the biggest thing right now. That's why I'm here, is to tell you, you got to sign up if you haven't already. If you even have an inkling going, you got to make a commitment because time's running out. We're less than, I think it's like 3 months away, 13 weeks.
Yeah. And it's going to go fast. I've seen this happen before, Preston. Everybody waits to the very last minute.
Yeah.
When I would speak at events or other things, people are like, we're a little worried. They have these huge conferences. They're sold out because everybody waits the last 2 weeks to come in. Yeah. You won't get a room if you wait till the last 2 weeks. It's your last chance to do that. I know we have limited rooms right now. I hope you can hang out with all of us. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there for days. Actually, we're doing our radio show there. Patrick's going to do his show. I'm doing my show. In fact, we're actually broadcasting live on Saturday as well. So
people will be able to come right up to the mic and ask questions, talk to give their feedback. It's going to be quite amazing.
Pray with us. It's going to be a spectacular event.
Yeah.
And as I said when I began, I think it's going to be a grace-filled event. I think God really is going to He's going to offer grace. So bring your kids who are away from the faith, or somebody that's lukewarm in the faith, or somebody who just came into the church. I was at a Eucharist conference once, and there was 10,000 people or 5,000. It was so inspiring to see so many people worshiping God together. I can't imagine 80,000 people.
I can't wait.
Doing that. It's going to be great. Relevantradio.com/indie.
That's right. Or just the banner right now on our homepage, relevantradio.com. Make it as simple and easy. You can see what's going on. Whether you need just tickets or if you need travel arrangements or you want to be in our block of rooms, go there now.
Yeah, come hang out with us. Be in our block. It'll be fun.
It'll be great.
It's going to be great to hang out with everyone. I think my wife Kathy's coming too, so we'll all get to hang out.
Hey, like what you just heard? Then share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.